I've been a searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found my
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric the Great, the lovely Kathleen. By the way, your hair looks really good, by the way. I like that a lot. And we're back in on the air. But anyway, right now, I got to tell... Oh, you want to name the song? What's the song?
Well, you know this guy, right?
Yeah, what's his name? Frankie Valli.
Yes. And how many seasons are there?
Four.
That's pretty much, that's standard.
Well, three plus one.
It's changed since the global warming.
That's right, it has changed. Anyway, if you've not seen our next guest, you're missing out. He's incredibly funny, talented, an actor, writer, musician, stand-up comedian, an artist, Comedy Central, and National Lampoon star. Let's give a warm welcome to Tommy Koenig. Tommy, how are you?
Thank you. Sit down, Dave. Everybody sit down.
I know. We're bowing now. I don't know what's going on here.
It is so exciting to be on Breakthrough Radio. You know, I've been on Breakout Radio at the station for El Chapo and people who eat too much chocolate.
That is too funny. Well, that's us. Yeah, we're having a chocolate fest here. There's no doubt.
I bet you'll be bouncing off the walls in 5 minutes.
You are so funny, and we are going to be there tonight. We're really looking forward to your one-man music comedy. It's really
I call it rock and roll comedy theater.
Yeah, and Baby Boomer Baby. I'm a baby boomer, and I'm looking forward to this. It's at the Herberger Theater February 2nd. It started, a couple days ago? To the 26th. We want everyone to get out there. So tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, like you said, it's called Baby Boomer Baby, and it's not just for baby boomers, but it's about a baby boomer, myself, and anybody who grew up between those years, 46 and 64, will specifically relate to everything. But basically, like somebody said who came to see the show, who was like even a foreign tourist, he said, "This is the history of your culture for the last 70 years."
Yeah.
So basically, I'm telling the story through me of our culture and pop culture through music from the 50s to today. And I talk about how, I was influenced early by musicians, because after the death of JFK, we were all looking for something, and the Beatles came along, and of course they captured our imagination. The only problem was that they had the hairstyle that I couldn't achieve, and that seems to be a recurring theme as well. All the different stylistic changes that we had to maneuvering through all the periods of sex and drugs and rock and roll, and I go through all that stuff through all the decades.
And you missed Woodstock by a few miles, right?
I missed it by a few miles. I was working at a Catskills resort in a Borscht-Belt hotel.
Oh.
And I was in chicken stock while everybody was in Woodstock.
Well, and I understand that you as a small kid, you met John Kennedy and George Carlin as well.
Yeah, John Kennedy came to my street to campaign and actually shook his hand.
Wow.
And, he was the guy who ignited our imagination. A lot of people were not happy he was Catholic. They thought he might say, "Ask not to eat meat on a Friday."
Oh, that's good. And you're going to do other impressions as well. I think, Billy Joel, Elton John, Blondie, Prince, Tina Turner, Bruce Springsteen, a whole bunch of them, huh?
Keep going.
The Bee Gees, the Eagles, among others.
Wait a minute. He goes all the way up to Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga. That's right. The Beatles are Lady Gaga.
It's a little bit of a surprise how I reveal her, so I won't tell you too much
And she'll
more,
be revealed like tomorrow it. During halftime.
Yes, that's right. That's
that
right.
Should be pretty cool. And
Now, I love the story about how you came across doing this show. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? It sounds really cool.
Well, which part do you like, so I'll know which part to emphasize?
Well, love the fact that it started as a fluke.
A fluke?
Yeah, exactly. The best thing in life, I would say the best, but almost everything really happens that way to a certain extent. I was on a residence, working in a residence in a theater called the Santa Barbara Theater in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. My mom had just passed away. I was just looking for a place to relax, and I noticed all these expatriates and old hippies there, and this theater gave me a chance to do a show, and they really liked to hear music because they were drinking tequila all day. So I realized that I had, in my act, over the years, I had been doing a lot of music parodies, And I would do a music parody for the person who was popular at that time, but then I would drop it, you know. But now I realized I had a whole cachet of impressions over the years, and if I put them all together chronologically, I had a show.
You know, is this sort of, I know the answer is probably not going to be yes, but one of my favorite movies of all time was Same Time Next Year, and they chronologically went through actual events. And is that, did you ever see that movie, by the way, Alan?
Oh, sure,
yeah,
sure.
It's truly one of my favorites. But is that what this is going to be about, you know, chronological history through the decades of...
Yeah, you're going to go chronologically, and we're going to follow several through lines. You know, me, of course, trying to deal with the music, but there's also stuff about the political scene that happened, social commentary on some of that stuff. There's a history of the stand-up comedy world and how I got into that. And then there's a story I don't want to reveal the ending, but there's a little bit of a love story here, too.
Well, that is so cool. And I bet you really enjoy this, and I bet the audience response is fantastic, because everyone's going to see it not only through your eyes, but through their own eyes, how they relate to it.
Yeah, you know what, Dave, it's true. And what's so wonderful is that you'll have the boomers come out afterwards and say, oh, that was me every step of the way. And then you have the older crowd who really loves the fact that, you know, somebody's making sense of the stuff that they watched, but, you know, didn't have anything to say about it. And of course, there's a sensibility that older people like, too. There's a nice message in the show as well. And then young people, we had an interesting situation where, you know, there was like a grandfather, a son, and then a grandson. And so all three generations came to the show.
Wow.
And, you know, there are a lot of kids who have an old soul who really do like the music of our generation. And so for them to actually see what their parents have been talking about how it all happened and why they did certain things, you know, it's kind of a way of teaching them about their parents' history, too.
Well, and I know for my kids, they... You know, they'll come out, oh, this new song. And I'm like, that's a remake of an old song. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But,
that's,
you know,
right.
Dave was talking about your many, 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 many talents. But there's another side of you that I want to give a shout out to. And that is when you went to introduce this show in New York.
Yeah.
That was right at the same time that Hurricane Sandy hit.
Yeah.
And like almost instantaneously, you turned it into a benefit for the Red Cross and raising relief for the people there. And I just think that's absolutely amazing of you, just without a second thought to just go, boom, I'm going to help, and this is how I can do it. So thank you for being such a philanthropist.
That's one of those things also that sort of happens, and you just react. You know, it's happened before after 9/11 in New York. I was first person to try to bring shows back down to the downtown area. People really were scared to go downtown. But, you know, we felt if we didn't start doing shows that, you know, it would never be revitalized. And amazingly enough, by October of that year, people were ready, like they were chomping at the bit to get out and express themselves. So I did a show called The Tommy Koenig Show, which was a variety show. And it included some of the song parodies and things that I now use in this show. But I really meant that to be a benefit also, and it turned out running for 2 years. So.
Oh, wow.
And this you know, these things happen kind of like, there's a mixture, I think, of the planned and the unplanned, that if you're just ready, if you can, you know, listen to, have your ear to the ground and be ready to, you know, accept what's happening and go with it, sometimes it can work out.
This is your second one-man show, The Living Experiment.
Yeah, I did a show in the late 80s called The Living Experiment, and it was sort of also somewhat autobiographical, but didn't have as much music as this show.
Wow, and you're quite a musician, aren't you? Talk a little bit about that, some of the people you perform with.
Well, I come from a musical family. My father was a musician. He played clarinet and saxophone with Glenn Miller.
Phenomenal.
And then later on with Chubby Checker. And, you know, it was always music in the house, so I wasn't classically trained in any way. I talk in the show about how, you know, I of course had to get a guitar, you know, when the Beatles came around, but I couldn't afford one of those electric guitars. I had to get one of the nylon string guitars, you know, the ones that really cheap. But it proved very important to an adolescent boy to have this on those nights when I, you know, it was too cold to play ball or I was too young to drive. The guitar provided me hours of pleasure at an age I can only give myself minutes.
Yeah, no doubt. And So you're taking this. It started in New York. This particular.
It originated. Well, you know, after Mexico, it started with that benefit in New York, and we've jumped around to a few places. We've tried it in Austin, Texas. We've tried it, in Florida, and it's worked everywhere. And but when I did the show recently in Florida, I hooked up with these producers who produce a lot of the shows you may have seen here. They produced the Calamari Sisters and. Some of the other shows that are on tour in the country. And it's, you know, really a dream for a show to have a producer like that take you on and then decide if things go well here, they'll put you on a tour. So Phoenix is my first stop and having a great time so far.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know, as we're wrapping it up here, I just wanted to let you know that I did see a quote here that I thought was absolutely beautiful, that you said that this is not just about the history, but about how we were the generation that had that brief moment in time of knowing what peace and love could be.
Oh.
And if we can, we have to try to find our way back to that, whatever it takes. It's hard, yep. But we have to try.
That's
and
it.
Of all times, let me tell you, we need that right now, right?
Oh, you are absolutely right. And that's another thing people are saying. And it's, you know, who would have expected that the timing of the show, which has that message, would be needed exactly at the time that it's needed. So once again, it's something that just sort of happened, but it happened for a reason.
Well, we encourage everyone to get out there, the Herberger Theater Center, Baby Boomer, Baby February 2nd to 26th, almost the whole month. And Tommy Koenig, it's been a real pleasure and honor. I hope I can meet you tonight. I'm going
to
be there.
Oh, I was going to say, I'd love to meet you guys after the show and see what you look like. You sound so good.
Oh, he's going to be disappointed.
Yeah,
we'll bring chocolate.
They have a face for radio, but anyway.
Is there a social media that Dave can follow you on Twitter or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, what context?
Oh, well, Tommy Koenig, comedian on Facebook, or Baby Boomer Baby starring Tommy Koenig on Facebook.
Wow.
K-O-E-N-I-G.
That's right. Which I also just want to say, they should really name this town Phoenix.
Yeah,
that's about it. My name is spelled the same way.
That's funny. I can't wait to see the show tonight. And thank you so much, Tommy.
Thank you, guys. So appreciate it.
All right.
Thank
very
you.
This is going to be
such
great. Tommy Koenig. Oh, nice guy and funny. You can tell he's funny. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. Great show today, right?
It's going to be even better next week, too.
All right.
Ooh, and, 50 Shades Darker.
Everyone have a great weekend. Get out to the Glendale, what's it called? The
Glendale
Chocolate Affair.
How could you forget it?
Yeah,
everyone bring your whips and handcuffs next week.
Yeah.
11 o'clock, KPHX 1480.
It's called a crop.
We'll see everyone next week.
I'll bring
Break Crew Entertainment, 1480 AM, KPHX. Have a great weekend.
Oh, yeah. So I could love much more of her.